Sai Ram, dear listeners, and a very warm, holy, happy, good Sankranti morning to all of you, wherever you are, but your hearts, your minds, your souls are connected to Prashanti Nilayam. Prashanti Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet, the most happening place in our life, the most beautiful thing to have happened to all of us. I just returned from the Prashanti Nilayam morning bhajan session, and as you sat there filled with auspiciousness, looking at the beautiful face of Bhagwan, adorned with lovely fragrant flowers, your mind went back to the Sankranti days. Your mind went back to those beautiful mornings when Bhagwan would come out in sometimes yellow robe, in sometimes white robe, and he would fill your eyes with auspiciousness. Your hearts would overflow with goodness. You would feel that nearness to his lotus feet. One look at his feet and you feel so purified. You feel so wholesome. You feel you're born anew. You just feel like offering yourself completely at his feet and say, Swami, everything, everything, everything is your will, your love, your mercy, your might. There is nothing like me. There is nothing that is me in this universe. Let me all the time live in this feeling of absolute submission and supplication. Make my life holy. Make my life to glow in your glory. Way back in 1975, on this very day, January 14th, Bhagwan wrote a beautiful letter to the students who were in the Vrindavan campus. Swami said, "My dear boys, accept my blessings and love. Even if every attempt of ours is a failure and we weep and are torn asunder, yet through all this we have to preserve our heart." What a powerful message. Even if every attempt of ours is a failure, and it happens to us, isn't it? Every now and then we try to do something, but somehow we don't live up to our own expectations. We try again. We rise every time we fall. Swami says, every time you weep and you're torn asunder, through all this, what you have to do is preserve your heart. Preserve your heart, because that is where he decides. Swami said, we must assert our godhood in the midst of all these difficulties. And now the world is surrounded with so many difficulties. Our lives have changed so much in the last 1 year or so. As Swami is telling, we must assert our godhood in these circumstances. Nature wants us to react, to return blow for blow, cheating for cheating. It might feel like that, that when people do wrong things to us, we must also give back. Swami says, even though it might seem that you have to return blow for blow and cheating for cheating, lie for lie, and to hit back with all your might, but it requires a super divine power not to hit back, to keep control and to be unattached. To keep control, not hit back, and be unattached. This is the message Bhagwan gave. Keep control. Be unattached. Don't allow all this to affect you. Don't think of hitting back. And then Swami says, dear students, we require no one else to make us happy, for we are happiness itself. Why should we go around looking for something, some person, some event to make us happy? Swami says, we need no one else to make us happy because we are happiness itself. The first sign that you are becoming religious is that you are becoming cheerful. If you are cheerful, if you are vibrant, if you are all the time exuding with energy, if you feel every time that my heart is overflowing with love for him, I don't have anything that is lacking in my life because my Sai is with me. Then we will always be cheerful, Saiful. Swami says, the first sign that you are becoming religious is that you are becoming cheerful. My dear students, I am with you. Today I am with you, in you. Be happy. This is the message that Bhagwan himself wrote in the year when Prashanti Nilayam came into being, 1975. Let us think of this message. Let us feel him as we listen to him, as we listen to his divine voice. Was from our 700th offering in the Sri Satya Sai Bhajan's channel. By Swami's grace, we have completed 700 days of offering every single day of the week, every single day of the month, a bhajan offering to you, and that continues. If you see our Telugu YouTube channel, Sri Satya Sai Sandesha Jhari, you will find there beautiful experiences of many former students and faculty members reflecting on the Sri Satya Sai annual sports and cultural meet. This is the time when the prize distribution ceremony of the sports meet used to happen in Bhagwan's presence every single year, for us to relive those beautiful days and the whole experience of being part of the sports meet, the kind of learnings, the kind of revelations, the kind of deep experiences of faith and love that students experience during this period. You can listen to these series of conversations in our Telugu channel. Of course, one thing that used to always be a part of the sports meet procession was the beautiful band. And if you have been seeing our main YouTube channel, Sri Satya Sai Official, we have been offering you one band piece every single day in the last few days. These were offered to Bhagwan on the New Year Day, on the Alumni Meet Day, and every day we have been offering you one beautiful composition offered by the alumni of Bhagwan's institutions. This is what you will find in our channel, Sri Satya Sai Official. Here is a glimpse of one band performance of the song Balagopala. So many such beautiful band pieces you will find in our channel Sri Siddhasai Official. And on every Tuesday you have been receiving an episode, a beautiful offering at the lotus feet of a musical performance, Sri Satyasai Sangeet, that comes to you every Tuesday. And in the last week we offered you the rendering of the Priya sisters, the famous Priya sisters, Haripriya and Shanmukha Priya, and they offered at Bhagwan's lotus feet on Ladies' Day many years ago this beautiful song of Annamaya, Brahma Mokate, and they ended it with a beautiful Sai Bhajan, Jayama. Today, on Shankranti Day, you will find people all over celebrating their devotion, their love for the Divine Mother. If you go to the Gayatri Temple in Prashanthi Nilayam this morning, you would find Mother so beautifully bedecked, and with so much love, she's offered the Naivedyam and the Aarati and the Puja. Please listen to this lovely composition in our Sri Satyasai Official channel, Adoring the Divine Mother. So that was the Priya sisters, and you can find this lovely offering at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet. Swami's physically sitting and listening to this rendering on Ladies' Day. You will find that on our channel, Sri Satyasai Official. This is our Sri Satyasai Sangeet offering. On every Thursday, we offer you a satsang, and you heard the talk by Mr. Popat in the Thursday, January 7th. Today, tonight, you will listen to a talk by Professor Anil Kumar. He is going to speak to us on the significance of Shankranti. If you see our Hindi channel, Sri Satyasai Premavani, a new series has started, Prashanti Gatha, which is the Hindi version of Prashanti Chronicles, which is there in English. So here we are going to document the stories of various sacred places in the Prashanti Nilayam Ashram. You will find many beautiful content in our Kannada channel, Sri Satyasai Amritavani. You will find lovely experiences and songs in our Tamil channel, Sri Satyasai Anandavani. Let us fill ourselves with sacredness on Shankranti Day 1972. Swami said, let your life be filled with good thoughts, good inclinations and good ideals. Strive to attain the fruits of these good deeds. And then Swami ends by saying, receive in full Swami's grace and love. Sai is your Hridayasthai. He's there in your heart. Sai is the one who grants you your wishes. It is this Sai who is your Thai, who is your mother. It is this Sai who is there in your heart as Hridayasthai. is your Thai, your mother. Receive in full Sai's grace and love. Let us fill ourselves with this blessing on this lovely day of Makara Sankranti. And as the sun moves northward, let our journey on the spiritual path move northward, forward, Godward. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.